There's a lot here in this gospel. St. John the Evangelist, when he writes, there's always different levels of mystery, of understanding. And certainly in this passage, that is true. This is a passage about a very powerful conversion, a conversion story. I think we all like to hear conversion stories. This is definitely one for the books. After this woman talks with our Lord, she's convicted. She knows. She believes that he's the Messiah. Of course, he tells her point blank, it is he. I'm the one speaking to you now. So what does this woman do? She immediately goes back to town, and she even leaves her water jar at the well. She's in such a hurry, she runs back, and she tells the people that she has encountered the Messiah. And our Lord, asking for something to drink, there's a lot to that. He is probably pretty thirsty, it's probably hot, dry, he's been walking, but he means something totally different when he asks for a drink from this woman. He's thirsting, but he's thirsty for souls. He's thirsty for each and every person. And it's not just water that will refresh him. It's the soul of this woman and of those in that town of Samaria. Eventually, she understood that his true desire was a different kind of water. The water of the Holy Spirit that wells up inside of us. He told her that he was the one who wanted to give the true water, the water of grace, that water that we need to live our lives. That water would quench the deepest thirst in a human being. So what is that thirst? Whether we know it or not, we all have it. That thirst in a human being is a thirst for happiness. It's a thirst for peace in this life, a thirst for meaning to our lives. It's that thirst for eternal redemption and salvation that Christ came to quench. He's thinking about us as he's talking to that woman, to all those who wish to drink this water. He's wanting the Samaritans, which were the outsiders, and the Jews, and indeed everybody, to share in his divine life. And the woman at the well, she represents each and every one of us. Aren't we thirsty for ultimate meaning, ultimate purpose in our lives? Aren't we thirsting really for God? Do we not indeed want to live life fully, meaningfully, here on earth? Don't we desire to be at peace, to find happiness, a happiness that never ends? Surely, this is our common goal. This is our deepest desire. We don't want to just live life without some purpose. We don't want to just exist. Unfortunately for a lot of people today, that's their life. They just simply exist. They live without knowing what life is really all about. Without realizing it, they thirst for what is real, for what is true, for what will give them ultimate purpose in their lives. But sometimes they don't identify that. And what is the thirst that Christ experiences? His food. He listed as doing the will of God and doing the Father's work, which is to gather souls for the eternal kingdom. He understands he has a very definite mission in life, a mission to draw all humanity into the Blessed Trinity, each and every person in the eyes of God, has infinite worth. Each person has dignity. The woman at the well, she'd been married 5 times. Obviously, she must have been looking for acceptance, purpose, happiness in her life. And when the Lord came into her life, she discovered that he wanted her to find truth, the truth about what life is really about. She discovered that God wanted her to find peace, happiness. In that, I think we can all relate, because I think we would each like to find peace. We would each like to find happiness. And as believers, as baptized members of the body of Christ, we believe that Christ is the one who gives us true meaning. He's the way, he's the truth, he's the life. Without him, we can't have full life. He alone is the Savior of the whole human race. He alone can bring us peace. No one else can quench our deepest thirst. And it's good to remember that Christ, too, has this profound thirst, a hunger. He wants all people to know and to love and to serve the true God. And he shares that thirst and that hunger with us. So like Christ, we can also thirst and hunger for souls. On the cross, when he was dying, that was one of his last words, "I thirst." And like the woman at the well, Christ can put that thirst in each of us. Mother Teresa of Calcutta always put in her chapel the words, "I thirst," near the tabernacle, because she wanted to remind her sisters and others that the mission of the Sisters of Charity was to help to quench the thirst of Christ for souls. They would do so by treating everyone with dignity and respect, and they would remind themselves that in serving others, they were actually serving Christ. I think that during Lent, these thoughts might inflame our hearts a little bit and help us to want to share the good news of Christ with others, like that woman at the well. I hope that in our Christian lives, we might be led to true happiness, to everlasting peace. If there's any confusion about the ultimate meaning of what it means to be saved by the blood of Christ, I hope that that confusion may be taken away from us in these holy days. And I hope that during these days of Lent, we might each of us have an encounter with Christ more profoundly and drink of that water that he wants to give us.